Even though planners tried to make sure everything was perfect.
Check one, two. Okay. Talk back mic, front of house. Check.
The visit became mired in controversy when some campaign workers refused to give tickets to people unless they said they would vote for President Bush, actually turning some people away. But there were plenty of people wanting tickets. More than 6,000 people packed the Duluth Entertainment and Convention Center. The president started by thanking local veterans and politicians.
Most of all, I want to thank you all. I'm so honored you came. We're going to win.
Bush touched on taxes, took a jab at trial lawyers, branded opponent John Kerry a liberal, and defended the war in Iraq.
We confronted the dangers of state-sponsored terror and the spread of weapons of mass destruction. We acted against two of the most violent and dangerous regimes on earth. We liberated over 50 million people. America is once again proud to lead the armies of liberation.
Several hundred protesters gathered at nearby City Hall. Stephen Binkowski says it's important for dissenters to be heard, unlike the partisan supporters listening to Bush.
It hasn't been just held hostage. It's been torn apart incredibly throughout the world and our own civil rights here in the United States.
John Kerry made a similar trip through Duluth Superior in rural Wisconsin earlier this month. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.